الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد ف it pleases me to visit you ولله الحمد. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this visit is for the sake of Allah and that this benefit is for us and you in Yawm al-Qiyamah when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that this will be in the scales of good deeds. Ameen. A reminder to myself first and foremost and to our brothers and sisters here, the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, the great companion. When Abdullah is mentioned in the books of hadith, when they say Rawahu Abdullah, it is referring to the elders of the Abadillah, not the four Abadillah who are young. There's Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. These are from the young Abadillah. But when Abdullah is mentioned and his surname is not mentioned, it refers to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu. That's in the books of hadith. Abu Abdurrahman, he is the elder. He is one of the elders of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And he said a beautiful narration, ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u, follow and do not innovate, faqad kufitum, for you have been sufficed, wa kullu bid'atin dalala, and every innovation is misguidance. Abu Khaytham mentioned it in al-ilm number 54 by way of Ibrahim al-Nakhai rahimahullah, narrated it from him. Ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u faqad kufitum, follow and do not innovate, for you have been sufficed. This is the understanding of Sahaba. They had the understanding of not adding to the deen, because they knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran with the explanation of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This day have I perfected your religion. Perfected. That which is perfect cannot be added to. And this is from Allah. And he completed the deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. The Jews, they said to Umar ibn Khattab, رضي الله عنه, and this is narration from Ibn Majishun, they said to him, this day, this verse, if it had been revealed to us, we would have made this day a day of Eid. So, subhanAllah, Umar ibn Khattab, رضي الله عنه, said, by Allah, I know the day was revealed. And the time it was revealed. And where it was revealed. It was revealed on the day of Arafah. And this blessed day for the Muslims. And it is revealed on Ashiyat Arafah, the evening of Arafah, which is a blessed time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes close to his servants. And he boasts to the angels, look where my servants have come, disheveled and dusty. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that verse, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I've completed my ni'mah, my favor, my blessing upon you, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and have made pleasing for you Islam as your religion. So Umar radhiyallahu anhu said to them, I know this time, I know the day of Arafah, a blessed day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes many of the people from the hellfire, out of the hellfire. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Here in tafsir, Ibn Kathir rahimullah, in his tafsir, he says, هذه أكبر نعم الله. This is the greatest of Allah's blessings. بنعم الله تعالى على هذه الأمة. Upon all of this ummah. You see, we have many blessings that Allah has given us. The blessing of shelter, the blessing of provision and sustenance, the blessing of clothing, the blessing of family, the blessing of sight and hearing and all the senses. Blessings after blessings. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. There are many blessings that you can't even enumerate and count. There are so many blessings. But the greatest blessing, نِعْمَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And it's been completed for us. He said, هَذِهِ أَكْبَرُ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ حيث أكمل تعالى لهم دينهم, such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed their deen for them. فلا يحتاجون إلى دين غيره. They don't need any other deen other than this deen. Because in the deen عند الله, Islam. There's no other adyan samawiyah. As Qardawi says, Adyan Samawiyya. There's no Adyan Samawiyya. There's Din Islam or Bas. Musa alayhi salam was a Muslim. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hanifan, Musliman, wa ma kana min al mushrikeen. Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, Muslim. Nuh alayhi salam, Muslim. All of them were Muslims. Because what is Islam? Al istislam lillahi bit tawheed, wal inqiyad lahu bit ta'ah. والخلوص من الشرك. This Islam, it is submission to Allah upon tawheed, upon worshiping Allah alone. And all of them said لا إله إلا الله. All of the prophets and messengers. Surah An-Nahl. ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن يعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. Indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger calling the people to worship Allah and to eschew the false deities. So they were all Muslim, and the most complete deen, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the best of the messengers, the best of ulul azm, the prophets of firm resolve, the best of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. And here Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says in his tafsir regarding this verse, wala ila nabiyyin ghayri nabiyyihim salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. Nor do they have a need to follow any other prophet other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no other person is to be followed unconditionally except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he completed the deen, and he is the one who clarified the deen to us. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And we have revealed to you the remembrance that you, O Muhammad, may clarify to the people what has been revealed to them. وَلِهَذَا جَعْلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That's why Allah made him the seal of the prophets. Not let anyone come and say to you, there is another prophet after Rasulullah. So I said, like the Ahmadis, they say, Ghulam Ahmad came and he... No, no, no. And even they claim, they say, and he himself claims that he has more miracles than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billah. More miracles than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there will be 30 dajjals, liars who will come, imposters who will claim prophecy, who will claim prophethood. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best of the messengers, the seal of the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the one who's to be followed unconditionally. And he clarified, وَأَدَّ الْأَمَانَ وَبَلَّغَ الرِّسَالَةَ. He fulfilled his trust and he clarified the message. وَبَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. And Allah sent him to the ins and the jinn, to mankind as well as to the jinn. فَلَا حَلَالَ إِلَّا مَا أَحَلَّهُ. So there is no halal except that which he made halal. وَلَا حَرَامَ إِلَّا مَا حَرَّمَهُ. And there is no haram except that which he made haram. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against sins, and he warned against bid'ah, innovations, extra things that people think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani did, or Allah called to, or the Messenger wasn't called to. But there's no proof, because bid'ah is something new, as we've come to the meanings of the two great Maliki Imams, Imam al-Shatibi and Imam al-Tartushi rahimahumullah. Both of them, they explain what bid'ah is. Al-bid'atu idhan tariqatun fi din mukhtara'ah. We'll come to that. Bid'ah, therefore, they say, it is a path in the religion that people invent. Yani, people add. يُقْصَدُ بِهَا تَعَبُدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whereby the person intends to worship Allah. So they don't, they actually want to worship Allah, but they add to the religion. This is bid'ah. And the other definition is, أَصْلُ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ اِخْتِرَاعِ وَهُوَ شَيْءٌ يُحْدَثُ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَصْلٍ سَبَقْ وَلَا مِثَالٌ اُحْتُدِيَ وَلَا أُلِفَ مِثْلُهُ. The foundation of this word bid'ah is ikhtira', is invention. The person that is invention, he says, which resembles the sharia. It's not sharia because it's bid'ah. It resembles the sharia. يُقْصَدُ بِهَا التَّعَبُدُ اللَّهِ. And the one that is doing it, he intends to worship Allah. So those two great imams, they said these two statements. Imam al-Shatibi and Imam Tartushi. Imam Tartushi has got a book just on bid'ah. Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah also has got a book, I'tisam and Muwafaqat, and other books where he has clarified what bid'ah is, alhamdulillah. And he's refuted also those categorizations that some people try to bring, saying that there's a bid'ah which is hasana, and a bid'ah which is wajib, and a bid'ah that is Yani they try to bring the five categories, that which is makruh, that which is mustahab, that which is mubah, that which, no. Kullu bid'atin dalalah. As the Messenger said, وَكُلَّ دَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَإِنْ رَآهَا النَّاسُ حَسَنًا. He explained it. Every bid'ah is misguidance, even if the people see it as good. There's no good bid'ah. So who am I going to take? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma's explanation of what bid'ah is. And the Sahaba likewise, who warned against bid'ah, the likes of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. You've been sufficed. خلاص, it's finished, it's ended. What are you going to add to it? Are we going to take the explanation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, or are we going to take someone later? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, in his presence, somebody sneezed. And then he said, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. So Abdullah ibn Umar pulled him up and said, I send salah upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah commanded us, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيَ أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهُ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But this is not how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. That after we sneeze, we say, Alhamdulillah, that's it. And in Sunan Abi Dawood, there's an additional word in, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That one is allowed, which is authentic. أما الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The person who's doing bid'ah, he says, oh, what's wrong with it? What's right with it? Because you've added to the religion. The Messenger has been completed. If there was nothing wrong with it, why would Abdullah ibn Umar speak? Why would he correct him? If there was nothing wrong with it, why would he say to him, this is not how Rasulullah taught us? Why would he give it so much concern? And this is the problem with the people of innovation, is they think they know better. They think that ibadah is general, doesn't matter, we can add to it. No, ibadah is tawqifiyah. Ibadah is restricted to the deen, to what Allah and his Messenger has conveyed. I've said, it's nothing to be added to. So when you see somebody, yastahsinu al-bid'ah, say, no, bid'ah doesn't matter. Or he yastahsinu wad al-mubtadi'ah, he makes the affairs of the innovators, it's not an issue. This is mundane, this is a small thing. No. The unity of the ummah will only come about when you go back to the basics, when you go back to the foundation. And that is the understanding of the Sahaba, how they implemented these narrations. You find nowadays there are callers to bid'ah, and they use these narrations. They say, kullu bid'atin dalalah. No. The word kull doesn't mean kull. It doesn't mean all bid'ah. It just means majority, or it just means some. Subhanallah, and they try to use one or two. Don't use your aql to explain the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Rasulullah explained it. We have Sahaba Radham explained it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Radham as well himself. Narration in Sunan al-Darimi, which is authentic, which is mentioned in Lalika, is a sort of Siqad al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. In there himself, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, another elder from the companions, he saw something strange in the masjid after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw a people gathered in a circle, and there's one in the, they're doing a type of dhikr that he's never seen before. One in the middle is saying, say subhanallah. And they're using stones, saying subhanallah in unison, congregation, together. Say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Say la ilaha, la ilaha, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They're doing dhikr together with stones. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu saw this, something strange. But look at his respect for the elders. Even though he was an elder in age, but elder in knowledge was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdurrahman, Allahu Akbar. So he went to him, and he waited outside his house. Look at the adab, look at the sabr, look at the patience, look at the akhlaq, subhanAllah. And he waited. When he came out of his house, when Abu Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, came out of his house, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu, said, I've seen something strange in the mosque. And he explained to him what he saw. He said, "What did you do?" He said, "I didn't do anything. I wanted to mention to you." Subhanallah. Akhlaq, adab, for those who are older in age and all those who are older in knowledge. And he went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, going to the masjid. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saw them in this gathering doing this bid'ah, a new form of dhikr that wasn't at the time of the Messenger وسلم, using stones or in unison all together, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like you get nowadays with the Sufis, each one adding to the religion, all together singing. Then when you say, "What are you doing?" They say, "We're doing dhikr Allah." Go back to this narration in Sunan Ad-Darimi, which is authentic, and see if this was accepted or not. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We are doing dhikrullah." Like the Sufis, they say nowadays, Allah, 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 Allah. They're repeating the word, the name Allah, without completing the sentence. It's in Arabic sentence. You have jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya. Yeah? You have a verbal structured sentence or you have a nominal structured sentence. With the noun, then the khabar, then the predicate. So they just say Allah, Allah. It's like saying in Arabic, Allah is, Allah is, Allah is. Finish the sentence. O Sufis, say Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Say La ilaha illallah. But even if you said it like that and in congregation with stones, it's still bid'ah. So you have to be careful. It mustn't be done according to how you want to do dhikr. The dhikr of Rasulullah was not just who. The dhikr of Rasulullah is clarified. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said to them, "What are you doing?" They said, "We are doing dhikr Allah." He said, "You better count your sins." He said, "Uddu sayyatikum." See the seriousness of the matter. The matter is serious. Count your sins. You think you're doing something better? Count your sins. They said, and then Abdul Mas'ud continued. He said, the utensils of Rasulullah have not broken. Still, he just passed away. His clothes have not worn out. Meaning, still just passed away. Alayhi salatu salam. Oh, Ummat Muhammad, how you rush to your destruction, he said to them. How you rush to your destruction. He said, they said, "Ya Aba Abdurrahman, ma nawayna illa khayra, ma aradna illa khayra. We only intended good." So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said to them, "Kam muridin lil khayri lam yusibhu, aw lam yudrikhu." How many people intend good but don't reach it? Intention is not enough for your actions to be accepted. The action must be according to the sunnah. Two conditions must be fulfilled for any action. Read Surah Kahf, the last verse in Surah Kahf. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Whoever wants to meet his Lord or hopes to meet his Lord, then let him do عَمَلْ صَالِح, correct deeds. Which is what? According to the sunnah. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّ أَحَدًا. And don't commit shirk with Allah, in worshipping Allah, in anything, in the least. Don't commit shirk with Allah while you're doing this ibadah, because it will become null and void. It will be invalidated. And so we have also the verse in Surah Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who created death and life, to see those who do correct deeds. It was said to Fudayl ibn Iyad from the Salaf. He said to him, "Ya Aba Ali, wama ahsanu amala? What is ahsanu amala? What is correct deeds?" He said, "Ma kana akhlasuhu wa aswabu." He replied and said, "That which is sincere and correct." They said to him, "Ya Aba Ali, wama akhlasuhu wama aswabu? What is correct and sincere?" He said, "Ma kana akhlasuhu lillah. Aswabuhu ittiba'an li rasulillah." Sincere for Allah. You do the action for Allah. Aswabuhu, correct according to the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. So the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, count your sins, how many people intend good but don't reach it? Kam muridin al-khayr lam yudrikhu aw lam yusibhu. How many people intend good but don't reach it? So with every action of ibadah that we do, we must do it according to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is dhikr, whether it is salah, siyam, hajj, zakah, whatever it is in ibadah, We have to do it according to the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One of the tabi'een, in fact, he's a student of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Look how the students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, how strong they were. From them is Sa'id ibn Musayyib. Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullah. He saw a man praying after Fajr. You see, when you pray your Fajr, fard prayer, there's no other nawafil after that. This individual was praying nawafil after the salah. Praying nawafil. Voluntary prayers. Getting up, praying. So Sa'id ibn Musayyib again questioned him. And the one praying afterwards, he said, أَيُعَذِّبُنِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Will Allah punish me because of the prayer? I'm praying. Like the Sufi, they say, I'm doing dhikr of Allah. Will Allah punish me because of the prayer? He said, Allah will not punish you because of prayer, but he will punish you because of khilaf sunnah. Because you oppose the sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of your Lord have been completed with sidq, with truth and justice. Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his tafsir said, sidqan fil akhbar wa adlan fil awamiri wa nawahi. It's truth. The Quran is haq, it's truth in all that has come and reached us. And it's justice in its commanding and forbidding. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to, we strive to do it. And likewise, the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, we strive to do that which he called us to do, because the Messenger himself said, "Taraktu fikum amrayn ma intamassaktum bihima lan tadhillu ba'di abada kitab Allah wa sunnati." I've left you two things. If you hold on to that, you will never go astray. The book of Allah and my sunnah. Holding on to these two means with the understanding of the companions. The Sahaba, if you look at their statements regarding bid'ah, actually, not just Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, but other companions, you see the fahm of Sahaba. The likes of Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. He said, تَرَكْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحِهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَأَخْبَرْنَا عَنْهُ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم left us upon a way that even the bird flapping its wings in the sky, he told us about it. Yani, he told us everything that we'll need, that will help us get to Jannah. And that is mentioned by Tabrani in Mu'jam al-Kabir, number 1647. وَمَا طَائِرُ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي الْهَوَى إِلَّا وَهُوَ يَذْكُرْ لَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. And then he added, قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا بَقِيَ شَيْءٌ يُقَرِّبُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُبَاعِدُ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ بُيِّنَ لَكُمْ. There isn't anything, the Messenger said, there isn't anything that will help you get closer to Jannah and keep you away from the hellfire, except the Messenger has clarified it to you. And that narration with an authentic sanad, with an authentic chain. Now, in the Risala of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, mentions it with an authentic chain. And there are many narrations, one after the other, all of them clarifying the evils of bid'ah. The statement of Imam al-Tartushi, rahimahullah, in his book, Al-Hawadith al-Bid'ah, أصل هذه الكلمة من الاختراع وهو الشيء يحدث من غير أصل سبق ولا مثال احتدي ولا ألف مثله. This has to be memorized. And this is derived, the statements of these great scholars is derived from the Quran and the Sunnah. So where is this, the word bid'ah, ba'da'a, bid'ah, where did it come from? Allah used it in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he described that no one preceded him in creating, he said, badi'u samawati wal ard. That he is the originator of the heavens and the earth. No one preceded him. So bid'ah is something where nothing has preceded it. It wasn't there at the time of Rasulullah. The Messenger warned against bid'ah before even its appearance, showing you the seriousness and the danger and the caution of falling into bid'ah and the caution of falling into listening to the people of bid'ah. And Imam al-Shatibi was the other narration from I'tisam volume 1, page 37. فَالْبِدْعَةُ إِذَنْ عِبَارَةٌ عَنْ طَرِيقَةٍ فِي الدِّينِ مُخْتَرَعَةٌ تُضَاهِي الشَّرِيعَةُ الشرعية يقصد بالسلوك عليها المبالغة في التعبد لله سبحانه. And we mentioned it in a summarized fashion. So bid'ah is that which is new, invented, what didn't occur at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is something which is added And this Sirat al-Mustaqim is one path. It's not many paths. But nowadays you see many callers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. And do not follow other paths, to the right and to the left. Because upon every single one, there is a devil calling to it. Do not follow other paths. Why do you think the devil wants to call us to bid'ah? More so than sins. The devil wants to call us to the bid'ah more than sins. Why? Because bid'ah is worse. As Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimullah, the great scholar, the Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, he said bid'ah is more pleasing to Iblis than sins. Because a person may repent from his sins, but not necessarily from his bid'ah. Because he thinks he's doing good. He thinks he's doing good. And so, and also bid'ah makes your actions null, makes the action null and void. كل بدعة ضلالة. As in the hadith of Aisha, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمر فهو رد. Whoever does an action which we have not brought, it will be rejected. ومن أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس فيه فهو رد. And whoever introduces into our affairs that which we have not brought, it will be rejected. So the one who's introducing and the follower of the innovation, both rejected. The actions and the doer who's bringing this. Do not follow other paths, they will lead you away from his path. No. The great scholar and tabi'i Qatada, rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا ابْتَدَعَ بِدْعَةً يَنْبَغِ لَهَا أَن تُذْكَرَ حَتَّى تُحْضَرَ. That a person, if he innovates an innovation, it is a must that it be mentioned until it is warned against so that people don't do it. So when you see Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, always reminding the people to keep away from shirk, because shirk is the worst sin, to keep away from bid'ah because it nullifies the deed. Not just talking about sins, because Ahl bid'ah, you find them just talking about sins. They don't talk about bid'ah because it goes against themselves. But Ahlul Sunnah, they always warn against bid'ah. Until the extent that you find the people of innovation, they say, oh, you people always talk about bid'ah. Alhamdulillah. That's the sign from Ahlul Sunnah. They warn against bid'ah. Why? As Qatada said, if a person is upon innovation and he innovates in the religion, it must be mentioned until it is warned against and cautioned so that the people don't follow that person in his bid'ah. Sharh Usul I'tiqad. Number 256. Bid'ah is evil. The Rasulullah ﷺ warned against not just the bid'ah, but also the mubtadi'ah, the innovators who will come. In authentic narrations, he mentioned by name the Qadariya. With an authentic narration, the Qadariya who denied the Qadr. Abdullah ibn Umar, when he heard of people in Iraq that denied the Qadr, what did he say? Did he say, like you find with the Ikhwan Muslim, it doesn't matter, we're all one, we're all Muslims, we're all, you know, cocktail, mushakkal. No, he said, tell them I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. أَنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَاءٌ مِّنِّي. And then he said, and it will not benefit them, this bid'ah in belief that they have, of denying the Qadr, denying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going to happen. Until it happens, they say, then Allah knows. A'udhu billah. Allah is al-alim, al-khabir, al-latif. How can you deny that ilm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, tell them I have nothing to do with them, they have nothing to do with me. And if they were to give the gold the size of Uhud in charity, it will not benefit them until they believe in al-Qadr. This is bid'ah in belief. And that's worse than bid'ah in action. Bid'ah in action like the bid'ah beads. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saw a man with these bid'ah beads in a string. He cut it and he threw it. And he said, قَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ. You have been preceded. And then he kicked him. I don't suggest you do that. Especially with the... Yani, that's Abdullah Mas'ud. He was an elder from the companions. Don't do that to the people. You need to... Nah. They had strength, the Sahaba, at that time. He's showing him the seriousness of it. It's an authentic narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, قَدْ سُبِقْتُمْ You have been preceded. Because bid'ah is evil, he knows that it's going to be... If you allow these, and then it will creep in slowly, slowly, things are going to come in. And the people, they, you know, when you tell them, Ya akhi, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do dhikr with his right hand. SubhanAllah, 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 into a fist. Huh? Not his left hand, his right hand. The sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. They say, all of a sudden, they say, oh brother, I can't count. I can't count, it's too many. In the hadith, there's nothing more than 100. Yeah, and the adhkar of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most that is mentioned, 100 times this, 100 times that, 100 times this, 100, this 25 this, say 10 times this, 100 times this. There's no 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Allah will raise that, inshallah, to many rewards. But nothing mentioned more than 100. So, اقتصاد Abdullah Mas'ud again. Look at the statements of Abdullah Mas'ud. Amazing. اقتصاد في السنة خير من اجتهاد في بدعة. Economizing upon the sunnah is better than striving upon bid'ah. Look at that beautiful narration. Amazing. Economizing upon the sunnah is better than striving upon, putting so much effort upon bid'ah. So here we have Rasulullah doing dhikr with his right hand. And inshallah, this is mustantaqat. Yom al Qiyamah, this will speak. Yom al Qiyamah, your hands will speak, and inshallah testify for you doing dhikr. But you're going to do it on stones. On stones. And you're going to follow the way of those in the past. Like the one in the narration of Sunan al-Darimi, of those who are using bid'ah with stones. This is bid'ah in action. This is also not allowed. Of course, bid'ah in belief is worse. But bid'ah in action also is rejected. And so when the person who says, I can't count, when he goes to the bank, he can count so much money. But when he comes to dhikr, he says, I can't count. Follow the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see, he takes money out of the account, maybe took out £1,000 from the bank, and he's there counting thousand, not hundred, thousand. And he's there, mashallah, tabarakallah. He's counting, he's saying, mashallah, Allah mubarak, you know. £1,000, £2,000, £10,000, he's counting. Dhikr, he says, brother, I can't count, I need a ticket counter. Why you need a ticket counter? Do that with economizing upon the sunnah is better than ijtihad upon bid'ah. And the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, أَحَبُّ أَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ The most beloved actions to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they are few. So what is required? It's not that you just do many deeds, but correct deeds. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا He didn't say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. He said أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Correct deeds. Even if there are few. Correct deeds. And the narration there, اِقْتِصَادٌ فِي السُنَّةِ فِي السَّبِيلٍ وَسُنَّةِ Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Wallahi. And also Abu ibn Ka'b has a similar word into it as well. اِقْتِصَادٌ فِي السُنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ اِجْتِهَادٍ في بدعة. And there are many narrations. Many narrations showing us the severity of bid'ah and the importance of sunnah. Abu al-Aliya from the Tabi'een, he died 110 Hijriya, a great scholar. Died the same year as Ibn Sirin, 110. Abu al-Aliya, rahimahullah, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ الْأَوَّلِ Upon you is to follow the original state of affairs. يعني the way of Sahaba. Al-Amr al-Awwal. That's the original state of affairs. الَّذِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَتَفَرَّقُوا Which they were upon before splitting occurred. What was the Amr al-Awwal? The way of Sahaba. If you go to Ibn Taymiyyah's Aqid al-Wasṭiyya, right at the end, he said the ijma' of the Sahaba, which is considered is the ijma', the consensus that is considered is the ijma' of the Salaf. Of the pious predecessors, because it was easy to ascertain ijma' then. So when the companions unite upon a matter, it is deen. And they don't oppose the Messenger when they unite upon the matter. And that's why in the famous hadith of Irbad ibn Sariya, which is in Sunan Abi Dawood, and Sunan Ibn Majah, and Muslim Imam Ahmad, in various wordings, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. Upon you is to follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. Because after me will come many differences. فَإِنَّ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ فَسَيْرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ سُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Look at these wordings. راشدين مهديين. راشدين upon عمل الصالح. مهديين upon علم النافع. Similar to the verse, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهر على الدين كله. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى بعلم النافع ودين الحق عمل الصالح. الشيخ صالح فوزان said in his explanation that verse, ليظهر على الدين كله. Then the deen will become uppermost. It will prevail over all ways of life when it is upon beneficial knowledge based upon the Quran and Sunnah, عمل الصالح based upon ikhlas and the Sunnah of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام. The great scholar from Sham, Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah. Sham is the current day Palestine, Syria, Jordan, that's called Sham. Great scholar, Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah. He said, Isbir nafsaka ala sunnah. Make yourself patient upon the sunnah. There's nothing better than that. Make yourself patient upon the sunnah. This is what salvation is. This is where salvation lies. This is where rectification comes. This is where rahmah of Allah comes upon you and me. Sunnah to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's nothing better than that. In your prayer, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Prayers if you see me pray. In your hajj, خُدَ عَنِي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take from me the hajj rites. Yani from me. Don't add, don't bring. When we went for hajj, subhanAllah, one time we were next to a Brelvi tent. Sufi tent, next door. I see them running from one side to the other. It's يَوْمْ عَرَفَ يَا أَخِي. يَا رَجُلْ. يوم عرفة إذ يوم الذكر خير ما قلته النبيون من قبل لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. دعاء الذكر يوم عرفة. And you're wasting time running from one side of the tent to another side. This is your dhikr. Running. Wallah. Running from one side of the tent to the other side. If you want to run, do exercise, go somewhere else, go another time. This is عرفة, دعاء and dhikr. Running, wasting time, use up the energy. La ilaha illallah, waste wallahi. If you're upon shirk, you waste your deeds. We saw this with our own eyes. They closed their tent. I'm looking at the noise, I'm hearing the noise, and I'm thinking, what's all this noise? So I just quickly just peek in there. I see them doing competition. Running one side to the other, twirling, jumping, this, that. Where is this? Alhamdulillah ala sunnah. Alhamdulillah ala Islam wa sunnah. All praise is due to Allah for Islam and the Sunnah. The Sunnah is not lies. Or you find these individuals. Yes, the Messenger alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. His body was blessed. It's true. But that's specific for him. When they would do wudu, the Sahaba would go and try and get the wudu water. Yes, that's specific for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But nowadays, the Sufi Sheikh, they're lying to the people. You see this one they call Daddu. Huh? Daddu. Some big Ikhwani sheikh amongst the calling to bid'ah and Sufism and so on. You see him, he's taking spit from his sheikh and pulling it all over his face. I mean, if you want someone to spit on you, it's up to you, but this is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not blessing. Blessing is upon the way of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. You're putting somebody's spit all over your face, and it's worse than that in their books. And I've read it in their books. You'll find it's worse than that. The Sufi sheikh, they have bath. And they take the bath water from them. After all the dirt comes out from them, they go and take it to bathe with it and so on. Where is this? This is your Islam. A'udhu billah min al-ghulu. We seek refuge from extremism. May Allah protect us from this misguidance. May Allah protect us from bid'ah. May Allah protect us from sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Awza'i rahimahullah said, Isbir nafsaka ala sunnah. Be patient upon the sunnah. Restrict yourself only upon the sunnah. Waqif haythu waqaf al-qawm. And stop where the people stopped. Who is the people? The Sahaba. Stop where the Sahaba stopped. Waqul bima qalu. And say what they have said. Waqufa amma kaffu anhu. And restrict yourself from what they have restricted themselves from. Don't speak about that which they didn't speak about. Don't delve into that which they didn't delve into that. وَسْلُكْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ. And follow the path of the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors. فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعُكَ مَا وَسِعَهُمْ. Because what suffice them suffices you. Allahu Akbar. An amazing statement. Al-Lalikai mentioned it also in the Sunnah. يعني أصول اعتقاد السنة والجماعة. And Al-Bayhaqi mentioned it in Al-Madkhal. Number 233. These narrations, they are all, alhamdulillah, from the books of the Salaf. You find them, na'am, one after the other. You find them in the, mentioned by the ulama, the great scholars of the past. Imam Malik, for rahimullah, for example, when he saw a man, he wants to do ihram. Ihram, you're supposed to do it from Dhul Hulayfa. He said, no, I'm going to do it from my house. Yani before Dhul Hulayfa. So Imam Malik, rahimullah, said to them, أخشى عليك الفتنة. I fear fitna will befall you. He said, وَمَا الْفِتْنَ فِي أَمْيَالِ نَزِيدُهَا. What fitna can befall me? I'm going to increase in the mileage. You see, if you go from Masjid al-Haram, if you had a house in the Masjid al-Haram, near there, Masjid Nabawi, I mean, from there all the way to the Miqat is 20 kilometers. I counted it. So he's going to do extra, say 20 kilometers from his house to do his ihram and the talbiyah. There's no harm in putting the clothing, the upper and the lower garment. And then when you go to the Miqat, then you say, Allahumma labayka bi umrah. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The talbiyah from the Miqat. He said, I'm going to do extra miles. Fi amyalin azir wa mal fitna. So look at the reply of Imam Malik, rahimullah. The fitna I fear for you is what Allah said in the Quran. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let those beware who go against this command, lest a fitna befall them or a grievous punishment. The fitna of you going against the sunnah is that Allah will punish you. The fitna of you opposing the sunnah is a punishment will come upon you. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. نسأل الله السلامة. So the fitna is there of you opposing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trial will come upon you or a grievous punishment. Imam Awza'i rahimahullah, look how they even considered innovators. He said, man satara anna bid'ata, whoever hides his bid'ah, man satara anna bid'ata, lam takhfa alayna ulfatuh, then he cannot hide his friends, his companions. And that is mentioned by in al-Ibana. And likewise, al-Lalika is Usul i'tiqad al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Al-Ibana of Ibn Battah, from the Salaf, time of the Salaf. Alhamdulillah, when we came into this da'wah to Salafiyya, more than, in maybe 1988, 1989, one of the things that we found, that the path of the Salaf, alhamdulillah, there's always a proof. Whatever the ulama say, there's always a proof. That's what we found. We started researching ourselves, going back, sitting with Ahlul Ilm, making our own library. And then we see for ourselves, look, subhanAllah, this is deen, this is quwwah, this is hujjah, this is strength. It's not something from hearsay, like you have with the Sufis and the other groups, Jama'at Tabligh and so on, storytelling, and this one said, and that one said, Allahu A'lam if it's true or not. Huh? They mix this one with that one. With da'wah to Salafiyya, alhamdulillah, everything there is a proof for. And everything is backed up with evidence. And when you build your library, you see, Allahu Akbar, throughout the ages, 1st century, 2nd century, 3rd century, 4th century, right until the 14th century, the ulama throughout these ages, all of them upon one path, upon the sunnah of the Messenger, upon one aqidah. There wasn't a period of time except there were ulama reviving the sunnah of the Messenger. And that reminded me of the hadith in Sunnah Nabi Dawood, hadith which is authentic. The Messenger said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْقَرْنِ مَنْ يُجَدِّلُ لِأُمَّ أُمُورَ دِينِهَا. Indeed, Allah raised at the head of every century those who revived the deen as a whole. At the end of every century, the Hijri calendar, in this century, 1400. We find the likes of Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Al-Bani, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, they were in their 60s. And their books already there, reviving the sunnah of the Messenger. Sheikh Al-Bani brought out the book from manuscript, Usul Sunnah Imam Ahmed, 1399, at the head of the century, reviving this great book about the correct belief and correct aqidah. So the one who has a bid'ah, he can't hide his companions. So you may find somebody, he may say to you, ah, sunnah, but then he's with the people of bid'ah. Doing talk show, doing podcast. Huh? He's doing a podcast. Against who? Against the people of Sunnah. And he's laughing and joking. Yeah, ha, 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 who? With who? With the person of bid'ah. A person who hates The ulama, vile speech against Ahlul Ilm and Ahlul Sunnah, and he's sitting there, lovely, nice afternoon. What is this? If you have a bid'ah, you can hide your bid'ah, but you can't hide your companions. The Messenger said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilih, falyandhur ahadukum man yukhalil. The person is upon the religion of his friend. So look to whom you take as a friend. The people of innovation? No. The people of disobedience? No. The people of Sunnah? Yes. The people who help you and me get to Jannah. Be their companions. Have classes with them. Sit with them. Remind us with them. Remind each other of the hadith of the Messenger, the 40 hadith. Remind each other by reading the Quran together. Encourage it. This is where khair is. The khair is not you listen to a podcast with somebody saying the people of innovation and they're all having a good laugh at the people of Sunnah. That's not it. In the 90s, people used to laugh at us. In the 90s, here in this country. From who? From the Ikhwan Muslimin. Wallah. They used to say, oh, look at these guys with knee-high pajamas. That's what I used to say. Knee-high pajamas. Even though the Messenger would raise his garments above the ground, above the ankle. And he said, ma asfala ma bikabir fa finna, whatever's below the ankles in the fire. So we don't care, people laugh, let them laugh, let them mock. Because it's Sunnah of Rasulullah. And the Messenger said, izar al-mu'min nisf al-saq. Allahu Akbar. The izar of the believer is half, yani, of the saq, of the shin. So if someone does it up to there, or even right down to the to above the ankles, this is the Sunnah of Rasulullah. People laugh, they can make fun. Nihai pajamas, okay, you laugh and joke. And even in their speech, you see them laughing and joking about Jahannam and the hellfire and other than that. People of Sunnah are not like that. The people of Sunnah, they encourage the people to get to Jannah. They encourage the people to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah. They encourage and they warn the people, caution the people from bid'ah, from innovations, from shirk, from disobedience, all of that. Mu'ad, Ibn Mu'ad, he said, الرجل وإن كتم رأيه لم يخفى ذاك في ابنه ولا صديقه ولا في جريسه. That is also mentioned in Al-Ibana by Ibn Battah. That a man, even if he hides his opinion, it will not be concealed from his son or his friend or his companions that he sits with. And in summary, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and make us of the people of Sunnah, away from the people of Bid'ah, and that we advise the people of Bid'ah. Do you know a path other than the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the deen for us. So why add to it? Why read books where there are stories that are fabricated? Like Tablighi Nisab has got lots of fabricated narrations. Lots of fabricated narrations which some of them have shirk in them. Why is this your da'wah? Go back to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want rectification? You take people out for 40 days or 4 months. On what? On stories. We want people to go back, not to stories. Except the stories of the prophets and messengers. Yes, stories of Sahaba. Authentic narrations. Not narrations that they make up as they go along. Or narrations from books that are not authentic. We go back to the books of Hadith. Bukhari and Muslim. And Sunan Abi Dawood. Sunan Nasa'i and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. And go back to the books of the Aqidah. Of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They have left us great books for us. They didn't leave us in the dark. They strove. Some of them were tortured in the aqidah that they upheld. So go back to what Ibn Mas'ud said. Ittabi'u wa la tabtadi'u. Faqad kufitum. Follow and do not innovate, for you have been sufficed. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala khayri khalqina Muhammad. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.